You know, as a guy who took Spanish for 3 years, I didn't retain much of any of it. I have to, and 3 years is a long time, especially when you're a child, and that's when you learn the most things really well, but I didn't retain a lot. It's hard just learning it in school or through textbooks. Well, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It's available on desktop, or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. They are a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. I started Rosetta Stone and my Spanish skills have definitely improved. I can now say muchas gracias. It's really a better way of learning a language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Comedy Bang Bang listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/comedy. That's rosettastone.com/comedy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The linguine is fine, but for a few dollars more, you can have spaghetti western. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you to Naked Laser Lemonade. Oh, I like all three of those things. Lasers, lemonades, and naked. Wow, doing both of those things, lasers and doing a laser. I'm not quite sure. I guess doing laser tag. Sure. Oh, man, that was fun. My laser tag years. Oh, boy, from like approximately 2012 to 2019, my laser tag years. Cut short by, of course, the novel coronavirus. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another edition. My name is Scott Aukerman. We have a wonderful show coming up a little later. We have a broadcaster, another broadcaster, a fellow broadcaster, I should say. And he is a fellow, so that works out. We also have a cartographer, a map maker for you idiots who don't know what that means. I can certainly dumb it down for you. But speaking of dumbing it down, our first guest is she's an actress of note. She's in movies, she's in television shows, and she's also a fellow podcaster now, perhaps coming for me, nipping at my heels on wanting to get up there on Mount Podmore. Her new podcast is all about the menstruation cycles of women, humans, I guess, called Period Talks. Please welcome back to the show, Gillian Jacobs.
Oh, Scotty, Scott, Scott.
Put that next to your mouth. What do you say?
No,
as you do it. No. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. What's this Period Talks? What is this? Last time you were on the show, you were talking about this dynamite podcast called If Then.
Mm-hmm.
And you had your friend Deanna on.
Deanna, my co-host, yes.
She was... Why didn't you bring her? She's so fun.
Too good for you.
I get it. Meaning she didn't feel that way. You just thought that she was too good for me and decided not to bring her.
Oh, we recorded earlier today. I mentioned that I was coming here and she said, oh, send them my love. But...
No jealousy, no like,
I think
I would...
once was enough.
Really?
No, she's... I don't know. Why didn't you invite her? I didn't know I was allowed to invite other guests.
Well, yes, all are welcome here.
What? Since when?
You could have brought anyone anytime you've been on the show.
If I had known that, I would have brought Deanna.
You have a plus three every single time.
I do.
What character?
I should read the fine print.
You've slipped into this 50s or 40s character. What? Hello?
What? I do.
Mrs. Ricardo, I will get the bill.
Yeah, Yes, I have a podcast.
What happened to that old podcast? Because that seemed fun. That seemed like it was a good idea, but it went away?
It went away, and now it has returned with a new name, Periodic Talks.
Oh, Periodic Talks. Yeah. I'm sorry. Why did I write down Period Talks?
Did you really write
I really did. I guess I forgot to hear.
I thought that was just a bit.
No bit. 99% of the stupid things I say on this show are not a bit, I have to say. What happened?
It's called Periodic Talks.
Periodic Talks.
Periodic Talks.
It's the same show, though?
It's the same show.
What happened?
I can't talk about that.
Really? Cease and desist?
Cease and desist. No, we decided to change the name. I don't know. We thought, like, why not confuse our listeners?
Right. With the name of another podcast?
Yeah. I mean, like this podcast, or you kind of right. like this podcast?
A lot of people don't do that. Whenever they say, hey, I came up with a name for my podcast, they go, it's this. And I go, well, have you checked to see if there's 80 other podcasts with that name? Mm-hmm. And they never do. You had to change it. I don't like that. I don't like when a podcast gets going. It's doing really well. People know it. Yeah. And then suddenly, like, you know, midway through, they change their name. I mean, it's poor planning. It's
really?
Shoddy. It really is.
Oh, yeah. I thought this used to be called Comedy Death Ray?
Uh-oh.
Oh, goodbye.
Forgot about that one.
I'll get the bill.
But that's still going.
Still going.
Deanna is your co-host, and you talk to, it's Steam people?
Yes.
Right?
The premise remains the same. It's just a brand new name.
Okay. So from basically the top down, it's all the same.
It's all the same.
But the little alfalfa sticking up on the hair, that's changed.
That's the only thing that has changed.
Okay. Or from the toes. The toes have changed.
Think about
everything
it.
Ankles
how about this?
Up is the
same. Nail polish on the toes has changed, but everything else has remained the same.
Okay, wonderful. And how often do you say the title of the show on the show?
At the beginning of the show and at the end of the show when we do the credits.
When you do the credits. Is this like Marvel, by the way, where you do like fun little scenes in the middle of the credits where, like, you know, Julia Louis-Dreyfus comes in and is like, Gillian, I'm recruiting you.
Yeah, yes, it is.
You want to be in those Marvel movies?
Sure.
Who would you play? Are you up for Sue Storm in the Fantastic Four?
I don't think so.
Really? You should do that.
Okay, I'm Sue Storm.
Meaning I'd like to not see you, the Invisible Woman.
Why is her name Sue Storm if she's the Invisible Woman?
I don't know what you mean. you think her Christian name should be Sue Invisible?
Yes.
Okay, that's a good point. I mean, he is Mr. Fantastic.
Does he have another name?
Reed Richards, of course.
Oh. I've already forgotten after I did that.
I know,
Marvel
you were
doc.
Working with the Marvel Universe for a while with that Marvel documentary.
But
and then,
none of the people I profiled, I don't think they'd written the Fantastic Four. The only Fantastic Four character I dealt with on that was their son, who was part of...
Franklin Richards, of course.
Franklin.
He was part of Power Pack.
Exactly. Thank you. So he was the only one the parents were always off somewhere in space far, far away and sort of left him there. And that's why he was hanging out with the kids of Power Pack. So I didn't bother to learn about the parents.
And your documentary wasn't about kids in the Marvel Universe. It was about female creators in the Marvel Universe. And I believe Weezy Simonson,
yes.
She wrote Power Pack. Is
exactly.
that what it is?
Okay. Exact Scott.
I did not watch it, though.
Well, I don't care.
Do you get paid either way if I watch it or don't?
Probably probably. I mean, I don't have a Scott Aukerman clause in my contract yet.
Okay. You should enact one because I think that's very important.
Would you ever lie for me and said you watched something so I got...
Try me out. I'm a very good liar. Try it out.
Hey, Scott, have you ever listened to Periodic Talks? So Period Talks, as you thought it was called.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I believed you.
Okay, good.
Hey, have you ever watched Love, also starring your good friend Paul Rust?
Oh, God. Yeah. Good show. No, I love that show, of course, you know. A great show. Gone too soon.
Gone too soon.
I'd love to see their divorce after. Is that what you think happened to? What were their names again? It was Gus and Juicy.
Yep.
Why do I know his name and not your name?
Hmm.
What was it?
Hmm. Maybe look inward for that answer. Mickey, like Mickey Mouse.
Oh, that's right. Mickey. She had a boy's name because she was cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Super cool.
She
like
didn't
all
give
my
a
characters.
Shit.
Yep. Yeah. I don't care, man.
That was a great show. If people, you know, it's still up there as far as I know. Netflix, they've only taken a few things down.
Yes. We've remained.
You have remained up. They started taking stuff down, though. I'm
really?
Worried
their
about, yeah.
own shows?
Their own shows. They said, like, stuff they've made.
Uh-oh. Please, please go stream Love and Fear Street. Oh, what a great segue,
let's
Scott.
Let's talk about
what
that.
A layup. Thank you for that.
Because it's on Netflix, it's that's, on we Netflix. Need to explain this. If you have to explain the segue, it's not a great segue. But Fear Street, you are in these Fear Street trilogy movies, which just came out about a month ago on Netflix. Three separate, they're horror films?
They're interconnected,
right?
Scott.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. It's three films that all take place in these towns of Shadyside and Sunny. I can't remember.
I was going to say, how do you remember any detail of anything you ever shoot?
I don't. But they are all based on.
It's all nonsense, right? Like everything you're in. I mean, everything anyone
everything
is in.
Everything I'm in is nonsense.
Everything anyone. I mean,
sure.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like even the best movie in the world, like talk to like Nomadland. Talk to Frances. What's her name? McDermott.
McDormand.
McDormand. Talk to her like a year afterwards and go, what was your character's name? She's like, I don't know.
Person.
Who
Maybe
gives
it's
a
on
shit?
The Oscar. Do you think they write the characters? Name?
I don't believe they do. They write the because the you know, part. I'm just I'm three away from an EGOT. So gonna get there at some point. So I've been investigating that. But so Fear Street.
Do you think you'll win an Oscar first as an actor, writer, or director or producer?
Hopefully all of them for the same film.
Or
for different films. That would be amazing.
One year?
In one year.
Oh, that's
four different films win Oscars for each of them.
Forget an EGOT. Now the goal is four Oscars, one year.
I want an ooh. That's four O's.
Well, I feel like it could be an ooh year for me with these three Fear Street films.
Now, you're not in one.
No, well, shh.
But you're in the others.
Yes, I, ooh.
And that's a double ooh. You could win for acting in both of them because they're two separate films.
Does it work like that?
Yeah, they're two different films.
All right.
It's not like, you know, Back to the Future 2 and 3 came out in the same calendar year.
They
but,
did?
Yeah, but they're not going to. One came out in like May and one came out in December. Mm. It was a May-December romance there, much like Christopher Lloyd and Mary Steenburgen. But they're in Back to the Future 3 as love interests.
I haven't seen
you were
it.
Very confused. You haven't seen Back to the Future 3? You haven't seen the end of the trilogy.
I've only seen the first one.
Then you don't know anything.
Yeah, I know. That's why I looked confused.
He floats off of the ground on a hoverboard.
What?
Marty McFly does.
If I knew Mary Steenburgen was in it, I would have watched it years ago.
She's good. It's a very sweet romance between the two of them. But, of course, he's an old guy and mm-hmm. she's a young woman. And that's Hollywood for you, right?
Yeah.
But Fear Street, speaking of Hollywood, they have three different years on them. One is mm-hmm. like, what's the first one?
1994.
Then what?
1970-something.
Okay.
1666.
Okay, then that's 666. That's the number of the beast. It's a human number.
It's a human number.
As
are
Iron
all
Maiden
numbers,
said.
Right?
I think so. That's just from the Iron Maiden song, Market or Number of the Beast, right?
Once again, never heard it.
Never. So you haven't seen Back to the Future 3. Mm-hmm. You haven't listened to Number of the Beast by Iron Maiden. Mm-hmm. What have you been doing with your life?
I have.
Just kicking around Juilliard.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. You know, we didn't really listen to a lot of Iron Maiden at Juilliard, but we could have.
Did you get any blowback from your last appearance from the Juilliard folk over there? Because you went deep into the process. Listen to the last episode. It was a few months back, we talked a lot about Juilliard. Mm-hmm. Did you hear anything about that from any of the instructors, or are you persona non grata with them?
I'm assuming I am. no one has reached out to me to say otherwise, so I'm going to assume.
Like John Houseman hasn't, like,
from
called
the grave?
You from beyond the grave?
No, no. I have not heard from John Houseman.
Did he teach there?
He did. Yeah. He created.
Is he one of the started? Yeah,
he started the drama department.
I
you
read
know
his biographies. Yeah.
Yeah.
For never having been invited to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Or
what was
audition.
That movie, The Paper Chase? Did he win an Oscar for that? Or he was nominated? Or?
That was a TV show, I believe, and
oh,
it was an Emmy.
Never mind.
So he was, you know, Almost three not away from NEGOT as well. No, not an O. Although I bet he, did he win for Citizen Kane? Yeah, fascinating biographies, by the way, by John Houseman. Read those, but not before you watch Fear Street, 1994, 1970
just
something.
I'll watch all of them. Watch Love. Just press play.
By the way,
walk away so they don't pull it off the server.
Just play and walk away, exactly.
Please, play and walk away.
By the way, I was reading a tweet of a fan of these movies. Someone you know, someone who was in Mad Men with you. You weren't. That was your the other person.
Allison?
Yeah. Rich Sommer.
I was on Love with Rich Sommer.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, wasn't he
what
your...
What a fan you are.
He was your...
he was my ex-boyfriend.
He cornered the market with, like, shitty ex-boyfriends for a little while.
Yes.
With Allison and you.
I was first, and then he was on Glow with Allison, yes.
It's weird, isn't it?
I think he's a terrific actor. He was great.
Is. He's an amazing actor, but he... talked about these films on Twitter the other day, saying that he loved them, that he thought they were amazing. I was like, incredible. And he hopes that there is a series to come out of them.
Hello.
He absolutely loved them. And
I think this guy's onto something.
Yeah. So I want to check him out. Of course, Kulop can't watch scary movies, so I have to. And, you know, I don't know. That title is scary by itself. Fear Street.
Fear Street.
Is that the character you play in this movie?
Yes.
Well, watch these, and your manager really wanted me to stress your podcast.
Periodic talks.
And how is that doing? How is it being a podcaster?
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
I know.
Why do you think I'm not in movies? I'm here every goddamn Monday.
It's been amazing.
I have people have come to me and said, hey, do you want to be in this movie? And I've been like, well, every Monday I have to do Bang Bang. And they're like, no.
No.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean, also, why did I create a podcast in which I have to interview really smart people who are experts in all different fields within the STEM world and try and do enough research so I can have a coherent conversation with them? Why?
I know you have to probably do 8 hours of research just to seem dumb.
Mm-hmm. You know? That's actually accurate. Yep.
So how much longer do you have on that? Is that going to continue or you seem exhausted by it?
No, I'm excited by it.
It's a fun show. People
it is a fun show. Yeah, the second season is out now. Please.
Oh, you're doing it by seasons. That's a good way to take breaks.
Yeah. So we have some exciting special guests that are coming
special
up.
Special guests?
One of whom we've actually mentioned in this conversation.
In this very conversation,
this
Rich Sommer?
No. Someone else.
Allison Brie.
You got me there, but somebody else too.
Someone else as well.
And
John Houseman. Who have we talked about? Oh, Christopher Lloyd. Mary Steenburgen. She's coming on this show. This is amazing.
I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about this.
One of the best actresses of our generation or any generation, alive or dead. One of the best actresses in the world.
She's pretty spectacular.
And she's alive.
Yes.
Yeah. But she's just as good as the dead ones. Any dead actress, put her next to Mary Steenburgen. She holds up. Especially now that they're dead. She's putting out great work. I love her.
I love her, too.
That's great. What does she come on to talk about?
I can say no more.
Can,
Scott.
Can I guess it's about her music hearing? I forget what the actual thing is. Okay, well, I'm excited about that. Because I tell people about that sometimes, and they can't believe that the Mary Steenburgen that we know and love has this thing. I don't want to spoil it. Just listen to Period Talks and she'll discuss it on that. And that's a great podcast. When's it come out?
Tuesdays. Tuesdays on the Stitcher Network.
Okay. Well, wonderful. Gillian Jacobs is here. We have to take a break if that's okay. Can you stick around?
No.
No? Please stay.
All right.
Has this interview beaten you down?
I'm so tired, Scott.
What is happening?
It's the life of a podcaster.
Yeah, I get it. Speaking of lives of podcasters, I am a podcaster and I'm alive and I have two other alive people coming on the show. We have a fellow broadcaster and we have a cartographer. Plus we have Gillian Jacobs. Boy, what a show. We are going to be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this.
All right.
Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something, you do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this was actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs. Comedy Bang Bang, we are back with Gillian Jacobs here from the Fear Street Trilogy, hopefully going to be a series on Netflix. Have you gotten the numbers there? Have they called you with the 3-day numbers, then the 30-day numbers?
I'm not a fancy producer like you, Scott, so I don't get those kind of calls.
I got the 3-day call, I got the 30-day call, and they said, and then at the end of a year, we'll give you the year numbers. I said, okay, what time is that going to be? And that made them laugh. Very funny. Never heard from them again. It's been out for 2 years at this
now
point.
Now I'm terrified. I didn't know they were pulling their own titles off of Netflix. So please.
I can't remember what they pulled.
Fear
but
Street. Watch Love. Watch other things, please.
It's kind of weird to put these horror movies out in July, but I think it's a great strategy. Everyone's around.
Well, one of them takes place at a summer camp.
Oh, that's a good point. Okay, great. Okay, yeah, it makes perfect sense. Fear Street, 1990-something, 1970-something,
1666-something.
They're all out there, but you can easily searchable. We have to get to our next guest.
Please.
He is a cartographer, which we mentioned earlier, is a map maker. Please welcome for the first time on the show. What a pleasure. And you're used to, did you do any cartography reading up in order to just seem dumb?
Haven't yet done that.
Okay, well, if you ever have one on your show, this will be good practice.
Okay, great.
So I want you in here.
Okay, great. I will be here as Gillian Jacobs, co-host of Periodic Talks today.
Yes, okay. Oh, well, we're hosting competing podcasts.
Great. Okay, great.
Two podcasts for the price of one. That's the way I look at it.
Hi, I'm Gillian Jacobs, and welcome to Periodic Talks.
Of course,
each week we talk to somebody from the world of STEM.
This is the show where we talk to interesting people, humanities podcasts. Of course, we have a cartographer on the show. Please welcome to the show for the first time, Henry Sames.
Hello. Yes. Wow. Thank you so much, Scott and Gillian.
Yes.
What a thrill.
Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang.
Welcome to Periodic Talks.
Oh, I didn't expect that second one, but sure. The more exposure, the better.
Sure. Yeah.
That's great.
I expect this to air as an episode of your show, by the way.
Clip it.
Just take me out of it, and then it's just you.
Quite easy.
Wow. Oh, hey.
Yes.
Welcome to the show, Henry Sames. So great to meet you.
Oh, yeah. I'm thrilled to be here. Listen, I'm going to be real honest with you both, if that's
please.
All right.
No, here. I expect full candor from all of our guests. So
oh,
please.
Good. I'm not a good liar. I have to be straight up. I'm looking for business.
Oh, okay.
I'm a cart. cartographer. I make maps. Mm-hmm. And as you might guess, in recent decades, map making not as in demand.
We've been everywhere.
Everything's covered. Yeah. Most maps are for places. Once you mapped it once, you don't need to do it again.
You really should have thought to be in a business where it has repeat business. You know what I mean?
Like, I didn't think
podcasts, Gillian and I.
Oh.
It's perfect because we put out one a week.
One a week.
Doesn't tire us out at all.
No. It's energizing.
It is energizing to be here.
I've never heard of a podcast host getting tired or anybody getting tired of it. So you guys were smart.
But for you, making a map, bad. Are you energetic the minute you set down your pen and you're like, map done?
Do you say something
like that? Map done?
Mm-hmm. Everyone has a closing phrase in the world of cartography. I don't map. I wish I had map done. Mine is map finito.
Someone else had map done, another cartographer.
Done was, who knows? Probably Magellan had that.
Matt Dunn, yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, a man named Matt Dunn would have loved to have had it and probably doesn't. It's a competitive world.
You say map finito.
Map finito!
And is anyone around to hear this? Or?
Never. Hmm. I'm alone in my room. It's a lonely
Well, it's your
pursuit.
Room. Who else do you want in there?
Nobody, you're right.
You know what I mean?
Be what happy. About I should, an like, what's animal the, companion?
Okay, but what's the point of getting a room?
I do have an animal companion. Thank you for asking.
Oh, what do you have?
Kitty cat.
Aww,
oh, I consider her a little familiar.
Oh, yes. Like a witch's familiar.
Like a witch, like an extension.
Fear Street 1666.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Have you ever heard those words before? Fear Street?
Fear 1666? I haven't. That'd be a great
You've never heard of any of those words?
No.
Fear?
Never.
You've never heard of fear?
Never.
Hold on. Turn around for a second.
All right.
What is that?
That's fear.
This?
Oh, I'm alone so much. I'm never startled. My life is
not
so...
even your kitty cat jumping on you.
Oh, no, she's a sweetheart.
Oh,
she never would. She's my familiar. She
Henry,
cares for me.
Do you know that I actually in real life named my cat after a witch's familiar from the Scottish play? I respect.
Oh, thank you very much. Oh boy, don't want to say that around here.
Yeah, that's a superstition we have in the map making world too. You're not allowed to say that particular play.
She's talking about.
No, don't,
Scott!
I
blew it!
Spin three times and spit over my shoulder.
Oh, I've had that feeling again, twice in one day.
Have you heard of the Melancholy Dane?
Yes. You're talking about coming up
Dane
with
Cook.
Yeah, okay.
When his brother stole all that money from him.
I can't believe I don't know any Danish people.
Map Beth,
yes.
Yes.
Not bad.
I'm going to write
it
down.
Is that your cat's name?
I wish it was. My kitty cat's name is Lulu.
Lulu.
After the British singer.
After the British singer. To Sir with Love.
That's
okay.
Right. Yeah, she's my favorite.
Where do you live, by the way? What's your address?
Yeah, let's get more information.
Well,
on
that's
you.
Very personal to find out a map maker's address, you know.
Well, it ties into an earlier question, so I'm wondering if you have an address, if you could just say it. We can bleep it if you want, but I just want to hear it.
You just want to know what my address is?
I just want to know what your address is. Yeah.
I'm on 1000 Mill Plain Road.
Okay.
Danbury, Connecticut.
All right, just wanted to see. Oh. You haven't heard of that word street. Okay, good.
That's right, yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to see if I could catch you.
What if I almost walked into one there?
Laid the trap.
Nope, I've never heard of street, never heard of fear, never heard of 1666.
Okay, 1666.
Interesting.
What else?
I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
We're still finding out a lot about space, which I know about because I've actually interviewed an astronaut for my podcast, Periodic Talks.
Wow, what a brag.
Yeah, thank you. And so why don't you start?
Which part? Her knowing a lot about space?
Just having an astronaut on her podcast?
I guess. I've had one astronaut
Whom?
On here.
Who's that?
I can't remember what his name was. But it was about a year and a half ago.
That's going to be a bummer for that person. You're an astronaut. It's not enough to make people remember you.
Why don't you map space?
Yes.
What?
Jeff Bezos went up there in a dang penis the other day.
No, we're all
flying
so
around in a flying dong.
I know.
And he's like, let's throw out our trash up here. You could be the first person to map it.
I would love to map space. I would love to. There's no money in it. Who wants to buy a map of space? I'm broke. I got to sell these maps.
Which maps do you have? You have maps that people could buy right
what
now?
What I've resorted to since, like, most things are maps is I make personalized, individualized maps.
Oh,
so it is
like
of an
this.
Area that technically they could find on an existing map, but I try to personalize
it. I like
it,
this.
Try to, like, mark things. For example, Scott, if I were to make a map for you, I could theoretically map your route to work.
Sure,
and
yeah.
maybe mark things that are
little
of interest
things of interest to me,
you,
like, oh, I like this restaurant,
yeah,
or
a restaurant
this,
you like, or
this is the place where someone spit on me.
Okay, that'd be a weird one to include, but it would be personal and individualized, sure. And then I could sell that to you, and you might frame that.
This.
That could
this
be sentimental, and it uses my map making skills, but it still has
Gillian,
a.
Gillian, where
a
would you get mapped if you could get a personalized map?
I like to do. What if you did like someone's whole life?
Yes, the every step they've taken.
It could be. Yeah. We could start where you were born, mm-hmm. for example, and into a place where you live currently. We could mark things along
I bet there are babies who were born during iPhones with GPS that they know every single place that the baby has ever gone. I wish I could remember.
For that generation, the individualized maps are going to be so accurate.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't wait. For you guys,
question.
I got to guess a little bit. Yes, the woman in the corner.
Is it important that a map is accurate?
Yes, that's a good
point. Interesting question. I'm going to say yes.
Well, I've seen some like exaggerated maps of like the United States,
or like a New Yorker's view of the world.
Yeah,
where, like,
you
New
know,
York is big, and the rest
and
of
then
the
everything
country
is small.
Is
I love that cover of
those
New Yorker.
Enrage me. Oh. Those are inaccurate maps, and their popularity baffles me. Why anybody would like an inaccurate or purposefully distorted map? I do not understand.
You like them?
Sorry
to
get so angry.
That's quite all right. I'm used.
I appreciate the passion.
We had the fear, on our end. But
yes, I'm feeling really 1666 now.
Are you accurate to in the sense of you're to scale, but everything is exact? Do you do all the measurements yourself and everything?
Yes. It's got to be to the scale of the whatever that map is.
What's the scale of a map usually?
My personally favorite, 1 to 10.
1 to 10?
Mm-hmm. 1 to 10.
So only
10 times as small.
Okay.
These are big maps.
Hey, that's how I like it. Most of my house, the walls are just maps of the neighborhood.
These are giant maps.
Mm-hmm. They look great.
Okay,
1 to 10 is really
they're small maps of a very small area.
Yeah, if it's like a molecule or something.
Ooh, yeah. Or what about you can make placemats? Like little kids like to have placemats, or maybe parents like educational placemats.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Gillian's pointing at me like I'm going to cosign. So okay, yes, sure.
You know.
Okay, so like a map the size of a placemat, so the kid can be learning something while they're eating or whatever.
Exactly.
Like a map of their neighborhood. Maybe where they're allowed to go or they're not allowed to go.
Do you like to learn things while you're eating?
Didn't you ever read cereal boxes growing up?
Cereal boxes?
Didn't they used to have fun facts on cereal boxes? Maybe a little game?
I mean, occasionally I would look at the Wheaties box and figure out who won the Olympics that year.
Guess I've always been more of an intellectual than you, Scott.
I suppose. Maybe you are.
We weren't allowed to read the cereal boxes in my house growing up.
No,
I had a very religious family.
Oh, interesting.
What does religion have to do with cereal boxes?
They just controlled, my parents controlled the information we were exposed to.
Anything that wasn't religious, you weren't able to
They didn't want to risk
partake.
It. They didn't know what was in the back of these things. They didn't know what sort of information. Yes, woman in the corner?
Question, how do they then feel about you referring to your cat as a familiar?
It's caused a huge separation in
my
family.
A huge rift with your family, really.
I had to basically agree to disagree, and I'm not.
Are you interested
in
witchcraft? Is that
very much?
Yeah,
the dark arts.
So they're dark arts when you practice them.
I only like the dark arts.
Oh,
not the light ones, not the good ones.
Okay.
So maybe there's an area here where you could make a map of something related to your interest in witchcraft.
Done it already.
Oh,
who would he sell it to? Himself?
Yes. The trouble, Gillian, and first of all, thank you for the suggestions. I don't mean to be critical of them.
I'm not making podcasts for me to listen to.
I can't sell my dark.
I thought you're supposed to be your own first
target audience.
Best something.
Audience?
If you don't like it, who's gonna?
What I have tried to do is to map the evil in people's souls.
I like this.
Okay.
I cast a spell of the dark arts with my familiar Lulu.
Lulu.
Perpetual
Is Lulu
kitten.
Here? Could we see? Could we do this spell? Could we practice it on Gillian over here?
I happen to have Lulu here in my satchel.
A real Sue Storm.
That's right.
Yeah.
You should be Sue Storm, by the way.
All right. I am.
I thought you meant a Native American tsunami, but you mean the character from Fantastic Four.
Yes. I meant the invisible woman
how
Sue
long,
Storm.
How long have you been sitting on that? Since we were talking about it earlier?
Hold on for a little while.
Okay. Good. Good to know. So you have, here's Lulu.
Yes, I have Lulu right here in my satchel. There she is.
Lemon.
Now, Lulu is a kitten, but I have cast a spell to keep her in the kitten-like state forever.
That was Gillian, by the way. The cat has been making noises, but then Gillian just went into the mic.
Scott would never make a cat noise beneath him.
Yeah, Scott's too cool. Gillian, not at all.
That's my brand.
Yeah, this is Lulu. She's a perpetual kitten. She's frozen in this age by unnatural means. And
I don't know what any of that means. I'm like Fear Street 1666.
Yo,
I have no idea.
You don't know what it means.
No, I heard the words before, but I don't know what they
mean
together.
I've frozen this kitten in her current age for the last 20 years.
What?
She is in the state of being 6 months old for the last 20 years.
Oh, you haven't literally frozen her in your ice box.
No, I didn't.
You didn't Steve Rogers her. Oh, okay. Two competing
Ted Williams
Disney properties, though. We're on the same wavelength,
same continuity of freezing fictional characters. Mm-hmm. No. I have used the dark arts to keep her at the same age.
Oh, okay. Boy, I would love to do that. What age would you be if you could stay at any age?
Oh, God.
Under 30, please.
Under 30. You know.
I don't know, because sometimes you look back at old pictures of yourself and you're like, oh, I look way too young. Boy, I was just a baby or whatever. But like, if no one ever knows you get older, then people love you at that age. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
What you feel? I feel like you have an answer to this question. Which age would you like to have been frozen at?
When was I the best? I had 27.
27?
Yeah, that's when I was at my peak.
That's an athlete.
2 years ago.
That's an athlete's career year.
2 years ago. I knew you at your peak, I can say, proudly.
You certainly did.
Gillian, what year would you pick?
Four.
Four. Interesting.
Four. You would stay four years old the rest of your life.
That is a very interesting choice.
You have the ability to speak. You can probably read. I was reading a three. I don't know when you were reading.
I was in Montessori school, which I really enjoyed.
Your brain still continues, so you would be able to do anything. You'd be having adult conversations, but your body would stay at four. But you would be that creepy kid who talks, you know, like an adult.
I was that kid.
You're telling me. You're still that kid.
Hello.
Now, using this kitten.
Have we gotten too off track?
It's never happened to me before.
Okay.
He's always on the map.
I never get off track. I will now map the evil in both of your souls.
I'm so excited about this.
So this could reveal sides of yourself that you might not be ready to learn.
I'm an open book. Nature. Anything in my life is I'm perfectly fine with Gillian and the listeners seeing. So
okay, well I admire that.
I don't know if you feel that way, Gillian, but
I do as well.
Okay. This will not reveal like secrets or like gossip. This will just be your
no gossip.
I'm afraid not. I'm afraid.
No dish?
XOXO.
But it should be her. Fucking give it to Kristen Bell again. She did it already.
It's her gig. That's
hers.
Give it to Gilly. Great hashtag.
We need to start the Give It to Gilly campaign.
All right. Well, we got to focus. Narrow in on one. Which one do you want me to have?
I want you to have Sue Storm.
All right.
Definitely.
Okay.
We need a series from Fear Street.
Great.
Give it to Gilly. We need a love reboot.
Okay.
Someone replacing Paul.
A Scott Aukerman, perhaps?
Maybe a Scott Aukerman type. Okay. But who better, really, when you think about it? Give it to Gilly!
I like hashtag this. Should we start? Okay, hashtag give it to Gilly.
All right, go ahead. Henry.
Here we go. I'm now going to... Lulu, come here, please. And I'm going to lay out this parchment here. Sorry, I have some parchment. Okay. And now I'll just pour some primer. Sorry, I need to get some primer on your table. Now... You are familiar with the seven deadly sins. What we will do now is
gluttony,
see.
The Great rest.
Sloth.
Gluttony and the rest. The gluttony's the main one. And we'll just see what mixture of the seven deadly sins are each of you.
Okay.
What mixture? Oh, okay. So it's like 46% this.
It's kind of like a 23andMe, but just like for sins.
Oh, okay. Great. Yeah. I love this.
You know,
okay.
Like what are you made up of?
Yeah.
Your inner evil.
What do we got?
All right. Lulu? Yes, who should we do first? We'll do Scott first. Oh, holy shit.
Why? What are you seeing?
This is bad.
Uh-oh.
Whoa, what's going on? God. I'm assuming it's all gluttony, right?
I shouldn't. I don't know if I should.
Do it.
Just go ahead.
It
can't be that bad.
It's not one of the standard seven deadly sins.
It's not one of the seven? It's an eighth?
It's itchiness.
This is like, what?
Your main sin is itchiness. You're itchy.
That's a sin?
Yeah, it's a sin to be itchy. In my family, it was. You're itchy.
I mean, yeah,
you're like 100% itchy.
Yeah, that tracks.
That's gross.
I didn't realize that's gross to you.
I find that distasteful.
So what if I'm always itchy? I'm not scratching myself.
You're dissatisfied. You're fundamentally not happy with your physical state. It's gross. You're rejecting God's greatest gift to you. Your
body. I didn't realize judgment came as a part of this.
Here you go. Your map of your soul. It's out of my hands.
Thank you. Wow.
This, by the way, you've drawn this on a piece of, I can only call this parchment. Where did you get parchment? I mean, we just have like paper. Like, yeah.
I make it.
You make it.
I make the paper
in
my basement.
How do you do that?
It's a long process. You got
out of trees?
bark?
I knock the trees down. I pulp it up.
You knock them down?
You're felling trees?
I'm felling the crap out of
one
them.
One piece of parchment?
Mm-hmm.
I knock them over and I go, tree finito!
To no one, of course.
To nobody, all by myself. And does anybody hear it? Just me.
Lulu!
Yeah, that's a good point. So, by the way, you've just drawn a circle, mm-hmm. and in it, you've just written itchiness.
Itchy. Well, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Lulu and I have found that to be true in your soul.
Okay.
100% itchy. Hope 100%. You can live with yourself. Wow. You're a disgusting person. All right, Gillian.
Wow. Yes.
It's your turn.
Okay.
New parchment.
Do-do-do.
New primer. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Ooh-hoo.
I love the song. The songs you sing.
Oh, thank you.
They're cool.
Yep.
They're like, they could be on the pop charts.
You think so?
Yeah. I think they're really cool.
You think, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Could be in the
pop charts. Way you do it. I mean,
it's
cool.
This could be a new career for you. You know, cartography. Well,
I do. I love singing. I mean, I've never.
Do you like rap as well?
Yeah, of course. You know.
Oh, I'd love to hear something here. What if I were to go, boop-boop-boop, boop-boop-boop-boop, like, hit us with a rap.
If I was going
to
drop a rhyme like on that, I'd say, seems up my nature and not dangerous at all. Here goes the routes that'll betray your soul.
Mm-hmm.
See if your evil is dark as coal.
Oh,
betray
rhyming.
Your eyes. Reveal the lies.
Mm. He rhymed again.
And show your nature true as the devil.
Ooh.
He didn't rhyme.
No rhyme.
He didn't rhyme.
That's
there.
An artistic choice.
Interesting. Interesting.
It's an artistic choice.
You're good though, man.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, aside from, I would have rhymed maybe. Done like
you
a.
You would have done a rhyme?
I would have done a AABBA structure.
Ooh,
probably, but.
Like the bard.
Yeah.
Like the melancholy bard.
And that's my type, by the way. AABBA.
Wait, that's.
Never mind.
I don't even know how that's gross, but I feel like it is.
Yeah, add a little sliver.
Okay.
Of lasciviousness.
Yeah, little lust on the corner of the itchiness.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, Gillian, your sin breakdown. Here it
now
is.
Now it's time for a breakdown.
Never heard of that. Holy shit.
What?
Oh, my God, this is bad.
Oh, no.
What is it?
Just tell me.
So much worse than itchiness.
Oh,
God. I don't know.
This is worse.
Worse than itchiness?
Oh,
is it
Lord.
One of those? It's not one of the eight?
Hang on. Do I tell her? I don't even know this person.
You got to tell her. She said it was cool.
Well, maybe I don't need to know, Scott.
No,
that's
we
okay.
need to know. No, tell me.
It's too bad.
Tell me and I'll see if it's cool.
All right. She floats.
I heard that.
Her sin is floating.
She floats.
She floats?
I float?
Like in a pool? Like if I were to throw her in a pool?
No.
Or if she were to go
oh,
into a pool?
Oh, you mean like a witch
above
floats?
The ground.
Oh.
Like not
oh, like Marty McFly in Back to the Future 2?
Like yes. Sue Storm.
Yes.
Does like, she float?
No.
Oh.
I mean, she can make invisible
shield.
Bridge, you know, that she walks
She could lift
around.
Herself up with an invisible force shield.
Okay, yeah. Like Gossip Girl.
Wait, Gossip Girl?
Gossip Girl has invisible force shield?
That's another give it to Gilly.
I love the reboot of Gossip Girl with invisible force shields. OMFG.
XOXO.
XOXO.
Invisible force shield.
Yes, you're a floater.
Oh!
You're
like
disrespecting gravity
Wait,
and the ground.
Now I'm looking down at her feet. They're totally off the ground.
Whoa.
I mean, she is sitting, but still.
Yeah. Still, look at those feet. Just dangling. You are rejecting God's second greatest gift, which is gravity.
What's his first?
But the body, the human body.
Oh,
the human
body
second
love,
is gravity.
Maybe.
Now, love is like eight.
Really?
Yeah, love screws you up. Love distorts. Love
Did
makes
someone
you
hurt
mad.
You?
What? Never.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, Henry.
Henry.
Oh, Henry.
I'm sorry. I got rejected.
We're having a breakthrough here.
I got rejected.
By
my
whom?
True love. My true love rejected
Let's
me.
Get
Anna.
Into this. Anna.
Anna. Palindromic name.
I know. It's what
no
I
matter how
about
you
her.
Spell it.
Any scale.
No, that's...
Two,
that?
Two N's? One N?
A-N-N-A.
Yeah.
Or A-N-A. They're all palindromes.
I mean, I guess if you were to do A-N-N-A-H, that wouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
But which way were you thinking?
Well, I have a friend... I can't talk about it.
You can't talk about a friend?
Nope. I made a vow.
Was it A-N-Y-A?
Oh, the Anya?
That's a different name.
Or
I think Anna.
Anya.
I think Anna, Anna, any way you spell it is palindromic.
All right.
Why can't you talk about your friend?
Let's not talk about it.
Okay. All right. We will not bring it up again.
Yes, I was rejected by my true love earlier this week.
Oh, just this week.
Wow. Yes, just this week.
What happened?
Oh my God, let's go to a break. And when we come back, let's get into what happened.
Oh, I guess we're going to a break. Okay.
That's the trouble. Right. That's the trouble with two hosts.
Two competing podcasts. I wasn't going to take one, but I guess we have to.
Yeah.
When we come back, we'll be talking more with Henry Sames, the cartographer. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang and...
Oh, Periodic Talks.
We'll be right back. Comedy Bang Bang and...
Periodic Talks.
We're back. And before the break, boy, this was an exciting tease. We threw to the fact that Henry Sames is going to tell us what happened with his true love, Anna.
Yes.
Anna?
Anna?
Anna's how I say it, but yeah, sometimes she would say
name?
Anna.
Is it a palindrome as well?
Yes. It's a Beeb.
like Justin Bieber, the Beeb?
Like the abbreviation for Beeb, like the Beeb.
Anna Beeb.
Anna Beeb.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. A-B.
AB, just a lot like my type.
I didn't want to bring it up because I don't want to turn you on.
You didn't mean to turn me on?
I didn't mean to.
Thank you, Robert Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
let's
what
get
happened?
Into it.
Because I'm not
happened?
Enough of a provider.
Oh.
She wanted to have a family. Mm. And
so a semen provider?
I guess, yes, that wasn't really the complaint.
Meaning she wanted
financial
you
provider.
To pay for the family's
yes.
needs.
I guess
oh,
you're
okay.
right. The way I said that did seem like I was setting up to be a semen provider, but that was not a conversation we had.
you were taken care of in that department, let's just say.
I assumed there'd be no
All
problem.
It was enough. All the sailors she ever
Maybe,
wanted
You
were
know
there.
What? Maybe we would have had trouble that way. Maybe. You know,
Fleets in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the... I'm the sailor. She's the boat. I don't know the metaphor, but it was about money. Unfortunately,
I'm the DJ. She's the rapper. I don't know.
I'd say in our relationship,
you're the rapper, of
I'm
course.
The rapper,
yeah,
yes.
She would be the DJ.
That's right.
But she was an AB instead of a DJ.
Yes.
So what? How did it break up? Did she just say?
She said, "I can't do this anymore. Mm. I can't wait for you to become more solvent. Mm. I can't wait for this business to take off." Mm. I need to move on with my life. I'm wasting time. And she.
Well, you really memorized this.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Well,
I mean, a
word.
Speech like that is seared onto your
it
soul.
Burned,
Scott.
It burned.
You don't forget.
Me.
Emotion is tied to memory.
Exactly.
We remember the things that have
smell.
The
smell. What were you smelling when she said this?
Yeah.
Fart? Person.
If you were just constantly farting while she was saying
it. But that
probably
wasn't
didn't
an
help.
Issue. No, but that wasn't
That was not
issue.
An issue. She loved
no.
it.
No, it was Parsimmons. I did fart later, but I was smelling Parsimmons at the moment.
I bet the moment she walked out, it was just like
just
a
let
sigh.
It out. I was been waiting the whole time.
And
I was
what
like,
type of fart was it?
A little dry, whistly one.
Mm.
Oh, really? Little.
Can you recreate it for us?
I think so. Let me see. It's like.
So it's wow. a lot like a slide whistle. Wow. Okay.
My farts are hilarious.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
I mean,
that's so
I'm
kind.
Not sorry your farts are hilarious. That's great. But
that,
we're
part,
sorry.
That part I love. That but yes, great. I yeah. lost I lost Anna.
Anna? Yeah. Anna? I thought you said her name
yeah,
was
you,
Anna.
I say
you
said, Anna.
But why
she
did
Anna.
You just
say
Anna?
She
says
Anna.
She says Anna. I
she
said Anna.
Oh.
That must be another point of contention between the two
her?
Of you. Yeah.
Relentlessly.
Yeah.
She's like, why won't you say my name the way I say it? I go, shut up. It's Anna.
As a Gillian in yes. this world, I have no idea what that feels like.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think
facetious.
I know better
I know
what your
you
name is.
Can
oh,
tell,
yeah.
But, yeah. Are you bad at reading faces and reading emotions? You have like such a blank...
I'm so fact-based, I miss a lot of social cues.
Yeah, yeah.
It's true.
You don't put any emotion into your work. How could you see emotions from others? I mean,
thank you for being sympathetic. I'm not
practiced
at
it. The very fact that you're talking like this to the woman that you love, either Anna or Anna.
Wait.
Yes.
Stop.
Really, what do we got?
Stop speaking, Scott. I have an idea.
What
if we used your powers in witchcraft to conjure a love spell to bring Anna back to you?
It's a line you're not supposed to cross. You're not supposed to manipulate one's heart, even with the dark arts. Truth telling, sure.
But the hell with it. Let's do it.
Yeah, fuck it. All right. So, all right. Let's see if I can get Anna back. Hang on a second. Lulu, come here. Come here, girl.
Step one, he said her name correctly.
Does there need to be good Wi-Fi or anything like that? Or
yeah, we need good Wi-Fi.
Okay. Yeah.
Because we're connecting to her.
Yeah. Got it.
All right.
Noon. We're on a 5G here.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, which is not my type, by the way.
Your type of Wi-Fi is also AABA?
Yes.
All right, new parchment. Here we go.
Are you farting primer. Right now?
Is there a bunch of farts? Here's a new primer. All right, Lulu. All right, a love spell. All right, I'm going to need, I'm sorry to say this, I need drops of your blood.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I have some right here, yeah.
Yeah.
We exchanged some right before the show.
Sure.
Did I take any of your blood?
No.
I usually take all of our guests' blood.
Oh, here, have some right now. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. No, here, have some of ours. Here's some blood for you.
So
yeah.
Nice. Thank
Whoops.
You.
Whoops. I didn't mean to spill it all over
that's
you.
That's okay. That's all right.
That's
all right.
An old loose, shirt. Loose blood is okay with
it's
you?
An old, I don't mind. You know, okay. Map making's a bloody biz. You're felling trees. You're cutting your finger on the edges of paper. All right. The blood into the primer. Anna. Sorry. Anna. Mm-hmm. Come back to me.
Wow.
I don't have the money you deserve. But I have the love you need.
It's good.
I'll be devoted to you in every way that I can.
Is this a spell or just what he's saying to her?
It just sounds a little sad.
Yeah. He's a sad
guy. I mean, I'll fucking rip myself to shit. Please come back to me. I'm a piece of shit without you.
He's pathetic.
Women don't like...
Yeah, well, I am some people, needy, I don't know. Needy,
some
needy.
Some people are into that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, lean into it. Did she like you when you were needy?
No.
How long were you together? One
couple
day?
Weeks, couple weeks?
Couple
yeah,
this, weeks.
Yeah,
oh,
she,
okay.
Yeah, she didn't like anything about you.
All right, let's just wrap it up.
is that what they say in spells?
Please come back. All right, fine.
Come back if you want.
Here's the spell.
Okay.
That was just the message I'm transmitting
to her. Yeah, okay.
And now here's the spell that will deliver the message and also bend her heart to mine.
Mm. Ooh.
Pulante. Fulong. Rambunctious.
Fear Street 1666.
What?
Fear Street 1666.
That's
she's
part of it?
She's adding a little spice to your spell.
Pulantu, Flante, Rambunctious, Fear Street 1666.
Oh, this is going to work.
This is definitely going to work.
All right.
Hashtag get Gilly.
Get Gilly the...
Get, what was it?
I don't remember.
Give it to Gilly. Give it to Gilly.
Give it to Gilly.
Give it to Gilly.
Give it to Gilly. Give it to Gilly.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, wait, who's the didn't I say turn your phone off, Gilly?
No, it's my phone. It's my phone. I'm so sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, pick it up. Maybe it's her.
Okay, you can edit this out. Hello?
Well, Henry, is this Henry? Henry?
Is it her?
This is R.L. Stine.
Whoa!
Writer of Fear Street and Goosebumps.
Whoa, this is
R.L.
incredible.
Stine, this is amazing.
I felt compelled to call you all of a sudden.
I'm a huge
and
fan.
And your number was just in my telephone.
R.L. Stine, this is Scott Aukerman, host of Comedy Bang Bang. I don't know if you've ever listened, but I'm a big fan of your work.
This is Gillian Jacobs.
Give it to Gilly! Hashtag give it to Gilly!
Of course, both of you are people who I am passionate about, but right now my passions are for only
one. We understand.
Refocus.
Of course, Scott, we're all praying in the Stine house that you get that ooh sometime soon.
Oh, thank you so much.
And I have been saying give it to Gilly for years.
Wow.
But most
have you been talking about parts or Hollywood parts? Or have you
just,
by the way, the give it to Gilly hashtag, it's a little dicey.
I am regularly kicked out of meetings for saying that. It's why I'm not more prolific in the industry.
Oh, okay,
but my love right now is for the man on the phone.
Yes, Henry, me.
Henry, yes, I don't know what happened, but I can't stop thinking about you just now.
Oh my goodness.
Oh shit. This backfired, Gilly.
No,
Mr. Stine,
this is wonderful.
Henry, please, if you could draw me a map to your heart or your location
right
now.
Mr. Stine, I'm so sorry to tell you this. This was a love spell that was not meant for you. I think the addition of Fear Street 1666 really kind of just gummied up the works.
That's on me. I'm sorry, Mr. Stine.
Mr. Stine, I'm a huge, huge fan. I love your writings, of course, but I don't have a romantic feeling for you. I'm so sorry.
These sound like some sort of high concepts out of one of my novels.
Yes.
I'm living it in life right now.
Yes, I'm afraid the love spell that fell on you was not meant for you. I'm so sorry.
So but my still, love is unrequited?
Yeah, the heart wants what it wants. I mean, even though now you know you're the victim of a love spell, but that doesn't change your feelings, does
it? I am still... aren't we all victims of love spells?
This is a real Midsummer Night's Dream conundrum.
It truly is. Oberon, Titania, of course.
Yes,
Of course,
if we spirits have offended.
Think but this and all is mended, that you have but slumbered here while these visions did appear. And this weak and idle theme, no more yielding than a dream.
Whoa!
What happened? What did that mean?
to.
Entertained me.
Oh, you're just stimulated by verse.
It was incredible.
Gillian, you're gonna get a ta-ta-ta-ta at some point.
That's all Tony.
Poor Tony. Which is my pitch for the new Sopranos remake.
Yeah, it worked. One was great. Why not four of them?
Why not get rid of some
Cabela?
It's like a multiplicity meets
Cabela.
Yes, each Tony gets a bit dumber in my rewrite, and that's spookier than anything I can think of. Well, then, almost the spookiest. The spookiest thing I can think of is falling for a map maker and not getting that love back because it was all a prank played by.
I'm sorry, Mr. Steiner. I'd be happy to make you a map, but I would be lying if I said I could give you my heart.
Why don't you just reverse the love spell? I mean, you can do that, right?
What you're saying, like point it back at myself?
I don't know what that means. But,
To undo it.
Yeah.
Maybe Mr. Stein.
Oh, you thought I was saying reverse it. Like,
make fall in love with him.
Oh, good idea, Scott Aukerman. Please, please, please.
All right, I'll do it backwards. 6066 Street Fear.
Wouldn't it be
rambunctious?
6,661.
Let's not get technical. I would be here forever. All right, like, you've already overstayed this. Probably.
Yeah, probably. All right, go ahead.
Paluntu, Falantu. Ah! I am in love with you.
And I have gotten very old.
No, what happened?
Oh, no.
What happened?
You didn't reverse the numbers on 1666.
Oh, R.L. Stein may be gone too soon after this.
No, don't. I'm in love with you now. You're my true love.
And yet, like another Shakespearean play, your discovery of true love hath happened just before my death.
Oh. Henry the Fourth, part one.
I don't know.
Juliet.
Yes. And, right. Yeah,
the star-crossed lovers.
Yes.
No, I was talking about Falstaff's love for Bardolph in Henry the Fourth, Part One.
Oh, okay.
Sadly, Bardolph took him too soon in Henry the Fourth, Part Two.
Of course. Well, we know what you're talking about, of course
we do, Juilliard.
Students of the Bard.
Well, I at least we had this moment, I guess, R.L. We had this moment.
Oh, wow. Oh, no, R.L. Stein right is dead.
Put the phone down. Call 911.
No. I'm calling.
What's your address?
Where are you?
Wait, do you live on Fear Street?
Oh, yes.
I've never heard of it.
1666 Fear Street.
Okay, get the paramedics over there.
I don't know what that is. What's happening?
I am dying.
No.
Killed me, Henry.
Why?
Your spell, along with the help of Scott Aukerman and Gillian.
This is like a Shakespearean death scene.
Oh, this is horrid.
This sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
It really sucks. We killed R.L. Stein.
This sucks.
No, that's his last word.
That can't be his last words.
Can't be his last words. We can't be responsible.
He's a great writer. He can't say that sucks.
We can't tell people those were his last words. Oh, no, it's on this podcast.
Oh.
It's on two podcasts.
The line's dead. He's gone.
This is no longer an episode of Periodic Talks.
Really?
No,
you're out?
Mm-hmm.
You're bouncing just because
of
this happened?
No, I'm still here, but now I'm just here as Gillian. All right.
Boy, that was terrible.
I'm really sorry. This. Well, if anybody wants any maps, get in touch with me.
Okay, Henry Sames. We have to get to our next guest. He is a fellow broadcaster.
Oh, exciting.
Maybe he has a podcast that he'll be...
Who doesn't these days,
yeah,
right, Scott?
Tell me about it, boy.
God.
But please welcome back to the show. Oh, wow, he's also an NBA superstar. Please welcome back to the show, Bill Walton.
Yay!
Oh, what a pleasure to be here with Scott Aukerman, one of the great podcasters of all time, and Gillian Jacobs, one of the great Gillians, from Gillian Anderson to Gilligan's Island, one of the great ultimate Gillians I've ever seen.
She's Gillian Anderson, but I'll let you have it.
Great. But across the pond, we say Gillian, I'm told.
Yeah, just basically my mom.
Who told me that? It came to me in a dream.
Gillian Welch.
That's, and do you accept Gilligan? He was mainly Little Buddy. That's what they would call him.
Is it?
I don't mean to interrupt your flow. Turn to Henry Sames.
And
now,
of course, Henry Sames, one of the great cartographers of our time.
Thank you so much.
From the air-mentioned Magellan to...
Rand McNally?
I've got it.
Thomas Guy.
Google Maps.
Google, yeah, they're one of the great map makers.
Yes,
sure.
Thank you.
Bill, I've noticed the last few times you've been on the show, you need a lot of help in coming up with the second thing.
Well, no, I find it's other people's discomfort with my inability to think of a second thing.
Oh,
sometimes
okay.
It just takes me minutes to think of one.
I understand.
It may be not, you can edit it out.
Unfortunately, we don't have that kind of time. You're in C block here.
Aren't we all running out of time, though, Scott?
Good point. Is that what you're here to talk about?
Yes. No, I think that actually came up on one of my other episodes.
Oh, really?
The inevitability of death and time travel as well.
Oh!
I mean,
you ever see Back to the Future 2?
I love Back to the Future.
What about 3?
3 maybe even be better than the second. Finally, Emmett Brown, our favorite character of the films, finds love in the third film.
One of the great loves.
One of the great loves in cinema history for Christopher Lloyd. From Danny DeVito's character in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest to Air Bud in one of the straight-to-DVD Air Bud films.
Air Buddies?
Yes. Oh, the sweet little buddies.
Oh, the sweet buddies. Bill, so great to have you on the show.
Happy
I mean,
to be here.
You obviously have a lot of time now. The NBA finals just were done. The Olympics, I think, are over at this point. So
yes,
you have a lot of time on your hands and you can be on the show now.
That's exactly it. I've got free time and I'm here to because it's summertime. It's my favorite time of year beyond basketball season.
That's right. And Gillian, do you know who Bill Walton is, by the way?
I'm so sorry to say I don't.
Oh, that's okay. Most of the people who know of me are basketball fans, or even if a performer was in some sort of TV show about the era of basketball I came from, they maybe would have heard of me.
Right.
The late 70s and early 80s.
Ah.
But if you are not any of those things...
Well, Gillian was too
me.
Busy memorizing that Puck monologue from...
I have more!
Yeah, I bet you do!
Oh, I would love to hear it, Puck, one of my favorite fairies of Shakespearean
what
times.
What are your other favorite fairies of Shakespearean times?
Of course, there's... Well, do we consider the guy from the island in that... The helper
the Tempest?
Guy? Yes, the helper guy from the Tempest.
Ariel, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. Then you have Oberon, King of the Fairies, of course.
Oh, I didn't know we could use other fairies from A Midsummer, or sorry.
Mustard the, Seed? Peas Blossom?
Peas Blossom, of course. Yes,
the whole Merry Players.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, do you have an interest in Shakespeare? The Immortal Bard, the Immortal Bard.
The person or the writing?
Oh, great.
I'll take either at this point.
Oh, all of the above. His plays make me more curious about the person. What was he like?
Well, you should see the film Shakespeare in Love, which won one of those oohs.
One of the great loves of all time, Shakespeare and Gwyneth Paltrow. An amazing tale. Did that earn 4 Oscars?
I believe so. At least Best Picture, I know that.
And Best Actress.
Really? Who?
Gwyneth.
Really?
Yes.
Good for her.
That's all. Oh, those are the she two O's in her goop,
in
I believe.
Goop. I was about to get
Scott
there.
Scott Ackerman, throw it down one time. Yes, sir. Great minds think alike, or great minds think for themselves, as they used to say on Saturday morning early television and cartoons.
Of course. Bill Walton is here. Henry, do you know who Bill Walton is?
No.
He's a broadcaster. He calls NBA games.
Oh, wow.
One of the great, mostly college basketball. They won't give me NBA that often because of
Oh, right.
A rambunctious personality.
And your tie-dye shirts.
Yes,
and...
I'm a little too freaky for the...
But I do know. You play for the Celtics, right? You were a ball player yourself. Is that right?
Will Hines with the alley-oop to Bill Walton.
I'm Henry Sames, but that's quite all right.
Clutch. Easy that was mistake. Clutch.
Easy mistake to make.
Easy mistake to make. Henry, have you ever been told you look much like a writer and improviser and actor Will Hines? Of course, writer of the great
that.
Book.
Or
How to Be the
that.
Greatest Improviser.
I get
improviser
called Todd Barry and Will Hines in equal measure, depending on how far people are.
Will from Shakespeare.
Yeah.
The immortal bard of whom I am so interested.
One of the great Wills, from William Shakespeare to my grandmother's.
Yeah. Scott Ackerman.
Left me a lot of money.
Your grandmother's
That's
will.
That's why I've been failing upwards.
The will that created a podcast empire. We
of course,
say.
Yes.
And of course, a very lovely brooch that you wear.
Yes, every day. Just to remember.
Well, Scott, it's summertime and the living is easy.
Oh, you're transitioning to summertime. Summer, summer, summertime.
Yes. Summer, summer, summertime.
Yes, thank
summertime.
You. Summertime.
Will
not supper time. That's a different song.
Supper time.
Supper time. Sup, sup, supper. Oh, that's from Your Good
yes.
Man Charlie Brown.
Supper, supper, supper time.
Yes, you have a wide breadth of knowledge.
Yes, Scott Ackerman, I did a little bit of community theater.
Did you really?
Yes.
Were you
Do
in
you
that
know
show?
Something, Schroeder?
I like the way you play the piano.
Yes.
It's nice.
Isn't there something about like peanut butter on the roof of your mouth and
Probably.
It sticks if you're really lonely?
Mm. Peanut butter on something, definitely, with that dog, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Scott Ackerman.
Add another sliver.
Filthy.
The lust part is growing.
Wow, Scott Ackerman going after dark with the references to putting peanut butter on your Johnson for Snoopy to lick off for your own pleasure.
This is Comedy Bang Bang After Dark. Well, I did want to mention that. I've
no
segued.
No longer periodic talks.
Oh, one of the great... great podcast name changes of all time from
Thank
If Then
so
to Periodic
much.
Talks. I listened to If Then thinking it was a podcast about what you learn around 301 in improv schools. The exploration that you do after you've guess-handed.
Speaking of improv teachers, this Will Hines-looking motherfucker over here.
Henry, have you ever done an improv class like Will Hines?
I have never have.
He's more of a
great
rapper.
Oh, yeah. You should take his glasses, the Will Hines Improv School.
His glasses? Literally, his classes?
Well, you should take his glasses as well.
Take my glasses, please.
Take your glasses?
It's
I should take Will Hines' glasses and then take your glasses?
What's the question, Will Henry?
Oh, we're getting very confused here. Just because he looks so much like Will Hines. He's not Will Hines.
Deep reference to Improv 301, Bill Walton.
People expect Bill Walton's deep knowledge of improv on this show.
I would think that would be a real advantage to you as a broadcaster.
Yes.
If you'd studied improv.
The great Richard Jefferson from the University of Arizona and Cleveland Cavaliers, who is now a commentator for ESPN and the Brooklyn Nets, took Improv 101 at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater.
Did he now? Yeah. Who taught him?
Who taught? That's a good question. I don't know.
Matty B?
I don't know. The Matty Kanye's, B came out of retirement.
Kanye's teacher?
Kanye took a class with Matty B?
He certainly did.
No wonder his lyrics are so effervescent.
Wow. So, what's up?
Well, that's the...
Summertime. You want to talk about that?
I'm trying to figure out what to do with my summer. Is it? I'm taking up surfing.
We don't have much time left. We less than a month, I think.
Now this is a curious question. When does summer end? Now that global warming has changed everything.
That's a good point. Yeah, you know.
True.
And I'm sorry to bring the room down, but
it's okay. I expect. You know, I mean, you are a famous liberal thinker. You wear tie dye shirts all the time. Where did you go to college again?
A very good question. The University of California in Los Angeles. Go Fighting Bruins, one of the great colleges in Westwood.
It certainly is.
It's one of the best Westwood colleges.
Yeah, from the Brentwood College of Murdering Nicole Brown.
Oh, dear. Oh, yeah, my.
They shouldn't have funded that.
No, that college closed quickly. And was
one class only.
One class and one freaky teacher.
Three units.
And, of course, the Aero Theater College of Print Film.
Yes. So you... But why do you want to talk about summer?
Because I have built my life around one thing.
What is that?
Basketball and ice cream. Two things.
Basketball and ice cream.
And ice cream and also the music of the Grateful Dead.
Yeah. Oh. Three things.
Three things and also my lovely son, Luke.
Four. Yes, Luke. Great. What does he do again?
He's also a basketball coach, played for the Los Angeles Lakers and the University of Arizona Wildcats, one of the great colleges.
We talked to him on the show one time.
He appeared once with a very raspy voice on the Natalie Palamides episode.
Yes, of course.
I believe he was feeding my dying body in that one.
Yes. But you're better now. It's summertime.
Yes.
It's the time for ice. I mean, technically, it's a time to enjoy ice cream, but it's also when ice cream melts, isn't it?
Isn't the
irony.
The great tale of life.
Mm.
The things we enjoy will eventually melt, won't they, Henry Hines and Gillian Jacobs?
Sure. Henry Sames.
That's it. Henry Sames, but I gotcha. As long as you gesture over to
me. You should have made a last name that sounds so much like Hines. It's hard to keep.
That's on me. You're right.
You should know. Look up who you look like.
Yeah.
Make sure your name's different.
Go to youlooklike.com. Will Hines will pop immediately.
I should have done it.
But don't go to the bad TV version of it because they'll just tell you you look like a man.
I don't know what that is. Unfortunately, that is where I tap out.
Scott Aukerman, Gillian Jacobs, you must know the famed Alex Borstein character.
Oh, yes.
I tell you everything, you look like a man.
Oh, no. You should be on Mad TV, though, a reboot. Give it to Gilly. Give it to Gilly. You'd be great on Mad TV.
You keeping track of this, Gillian? We're knee-deep inside some Mad TV references.
Man, if
right
I could
now.
Just manage your career. I know I talked to your manager earlier. She wanted me to talk about this podcast.
Period talks.
Yeah, I'm focused on film and television here.
Don't you know podcasting's where it's at, Scott Aukerman?
This episode
is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the easy platform that helps you build a website. You don't need to know how to code. They have easy-to-use templates, and if you go to squarespace.com/...
Oh, she knows it all by heart.
CBB, you can get a one-time 10% discount. That's squarespace.com slash...
Boy, you really ran out of energy.
And bricks right at the end with an air ball. We all saw her going down court for the slam dunk.
We were like, put it down.
That's someone who doesn't hit the plus 15 button when the ads come on. And then she bricked it right at the end. But it was a wonderful effort, Gillian Jacobs.
I loved watching it.
Thank you.
Anyway, summertime.
Summertime.
So Grateful Dead, ice cream, basketball.
Are you here to promote summertime and just make people appreciate it?
Yeah, I don't know what you're here for.
I'm here for the love, baby. But I'm here because...
Love on Netflix.
Well, and love spells.
Oh, if I could have a spell that would make my brain have never seen Love on Netflix so I could watch it for the first time again, I'd be in heaven, Henry.
To experience that, although your brain does tend to forget things after about a year or so, you could probably watch it again
like
at this
Rich
point.
Summer being on Love.
Rich Summer is what we're all looking for, isn't it?
Summertime.
It's summertime. DJ Jazzy Jeff and Will Smith.
I'm the DJ, you're the rapper. I'm talking to you, Henry.
That's right, I'm the rapper, my long lost love, Anna is the DJ.
Anna.
Oops.
I forget which one was right, though.
Anna.
Anna's right, but I said Anna.
Okay, got it.
What's more important is how you feel about the person, not how you remember their names.
Thank you, Bill Walton. You're kind of on my side. I feel like that my emotions for her were pure and should have been appreciated.
Yes, names don't matter, Mr. Will Hines.
Okay.
But I figured this show has artists. It has Scott Aukerman. It has people who work so hard. And I'm trying to figure out, because I'm a type A person, I like to be cooking, so I don't have to sit alone with
whoever. Hey, BB.
Well, you should look downstairs if you want to see BB, big booty.
Whoa, check that shit out. That is a shelf.
Oh, yeah.
An Improv 101 reference, big booty.
Big booty number Bill Walton.
Wow, we lost everybody.
This is a retired trainer. No one knows what we're talking about.
Well, everybody out there, big booty's fun for people of all ages. Get in a circle together right now. I'll explain it quickly and easily. The person who is in the middle is Big Booty. No, not in the
people
middle.
People who listen to podcasts are alone. They don't have friends to gather around in circles.
What a way to meet people.
That's true.
Go up to other podcasts.
Get a
listeners.
Bunch of strangers, make them get into a circle, and say, listen let's to play the show. Around a Big Booty.
Let's play a Big Booty together. I'm Big Booty, you're Big Booty number one, that's number two. And we repeat each other's names while clapping, but if you say it wrong, you go to the end of the line.
And you're Big Booty.
This does not sound fun. Anyway.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. So, summertime. Yes.
You hardworking people, how do you turn your brains off in the summer? Are you able to relax?
That's a good point, Gillian. I mean, can you...
It sounds like you're working all the time.
Right, you're working yourself to the bone at this point.
Ask the question, why relax?
Yeah.
Oh!
Give it to Gilly. She
needs
more work.
A response to Frankie in the 80s.
What? Uh-huh. Frankie says relax.
Yeah, Frankie says relax. Why relax, Frankie?
Why?
Well,
that's the thing. Frankie gets to say all this shit. We never get to say shit back to him.
Scott
How
Aukerman
about Frankie
wants-
listen for a change?
Open your goddamn ears, Frankie.
Hey, Frankie, fuck off from Comedy Bang Bang.
That's right.
But I think you got to relax because you got to reset. Otherwise, you'll pop. I have had brack problems. Yes, I have issues with the early 2000 Space Ghost spinoff.
Space Ghost Coast to Coast, one of my favorites. And he had a spinoff show.
Yeah. Yes, Brack had his own show and his own album with I can't even remember who did the album. I hate to miss that.
But
reference.
Pete Smith from Space Ghost, an avid listener of this show. Shout out to him if he's listening out there in Georgia.
Pete Smith threw it down one time, big man. Space Ghost Coast to Coast, an early Eric Andre show. There could be no Eric Andre without Space Ghost. Do we not agree?
I loved Space
People compared
Ghost.
It a little more to Comedy Bang Bang, but go ahead. Anyway.
There could be no Comedy Bang Bang without Eric Andre, which was all why Space Ghost.
I don't know. We came out at like the same month.
Yes, but you saw that and you were like, quickly, I gotta
pivot.
I saw that. But Gillian, don't you feel you need to be alone with your thoughts? You need to relax.
I don't find being alone with my thoughts relaxing.
Really?
It's
you
horrifying.
Need to be with other people with your thoughts or just with other people without thoughts?
I'd prefer... okay, let's do half and half.
Okay, so half a person, half a thought.
Yeah.
I'd love to be with half a thought, if you know what I mean.
Henry Sings piping
Big
in
booty.
Here.
Oh, Henry, what do you have to say?
How about this to relax? How about a morning constitutional, Bill Walton? That's a nice walk by yourself in the morning. That's a good way to relax.
Get a little exercise. It would tire you out. You're very high strung.
Yes, I sit in a little ball drinking coffee all day until my next podcast appearance.
Until you're activated.
So, yes. If instead. You sprung out of that ball and went for like a brisk walk, a speed walk even, along the way. At the break of dawn.
Exercise.
Listening to the birds, absorbing the fresh air. That could be good for you, Bill Walton.
You could write him a map.
Yes.
I can give you a route. I can make you an individualized route with all
And
your
you could
favorite
start in
memories.
The movie based on it.
Map of my heart.
Give it to Gilly.
Map of my heart on
Netflix.
Netflix or Lifetime.
Netflix.
Netflix. Okay, you're a Netflix girl. I'm sorry.
Gillian Jacobs as Bill Walton. Gilly as Billy. I mean, the world is ready for
this
it.
This is here. Give it to Billy.
Gillian
give it
Jacobs
to Gilly.
Would do a great Bill Walton.
Let's hear it. Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe I'm on this walk. It's extraordinary. Look at these birds.
One of the best walks from...
One of the best walks from Walton ever.
Oh, no, from A Walk of Life by Dire Straits to What's Another Walk?
Walk to Remember.
This is his whole
stick. What are you guys talking about?
This is the way he talks.
No, I don't know.
Wait,
you do it. You do it.
All this walk down the river, one of the great walks I've ever been on, from Christopher walking down the street to A Walk to Remember featuring, we're told, Vincent Chase's character from Entourage, but he was cut because he creeped out.
Oh, that's right. This is pre-Queens Boulevard?
Yes, before Queens. And then
before Aquaman.
When he books Aquaman, they guess. Who's the actress from Walk to Remember? Join me down the weeds.
I cannot remember the weeds of Entourage.
What, I'm sorry? Mandy Moore, yes.
Mandy Moore.
And then Mandy Moore's cast in Aquaman.
Wow, what a fractal of references that was.
Why did we watch so much of that show, Bill?
Oh, because at the time it was wish fulfillment for men like you and me, Scott
That's
Aquaman.
Right, you had nothing.
Imagine walking down the street with, you've got your own little turtle on your Entourage. Yeah, you've got your Johnny Drama and your E.
Of course, yeah. I have all of those. Paul F. Tompkins is my turtle.
Yes, he's got the same addiction to marijuana and love of baggy clothes.
And he fought Ronda Rousey once.
That's right. He brutalized Ronda Rousey.
He destroyed her.
But anyway,
Gillian is so confused by everything that's happening right now.
Gillian, I loved the performance. If you want to package this right now, this movie on my life, I'm in.
Great, just don't make me improvise the script because I haven't nailed your voice yet.
You nail it by the time you start filming?
Give me something else. Okay. Oh, what a walk to remember from...
That's the same thing.
Christopher.
All right.
Give me something else.
So you want script. You don't want to have to improvise.
Well, give me another scenario.
This movie's going to be great. It'll be one of the best movies from...
One of the best movies from Movie Phone to... Move It and Groove It.
Good. That's not bad.
Actually, don't show people how easy what I do is when you actually... break it down. If everyone just realized it's deepening your voice and then following your brain down whatever road it takes you, they will get very bored very quickly.
Oh, this is good, though. I'm willing to finance this whole thing. I'll deficit finance it, definitely.
Oh,
what does that mean? Oh!
She's
you guys, your character!
Alley-oop.
Throw it down, Billy!
Oh,
this is amazing.
You can't also do it, Henry, because people are really going to start to see how easy it is. Please.
No problem. I won't do it.
This is great, man. We are putting together deals. This is like an episode of Entourage right here.
I feel like I'm Vincent Chase sitting in the room with Ari Gold and the head of WB who hates me but still needs me to work
with him. He needs content, of course.
Like losing it a little bit.
I get it. Before you lose it completely, we are running out of time. I'm sorry, but we're going to have to bring all of this to a close. If that's okay. Is that all right with you, Bill?
Well, it's the metaphor of the ice cream melting yet again. We're always running out of time.
That is true. But before we do that, I do think that we should say that there is one final feature on the show, and that is a little something called plugs.
All right.
Plugs are a great way to get to know you. Share a plug and make a friend. Now that we're friends, can I borrow some money? Drive me to the airport and help me fix some furniture.
Oh, that was friends help.
Oh,
what was there more?
Keep going.
Nah, we're fine. Is there more? How much more? How much more? A little tiny. Let's hear it. All right, let's hear it a little bit more.
Please.
Worth it. Worth it.
Worth it.
That was Friends Help Friends by Todd Fronauer. Todd Fronauer, thank you so much for that. And guys, what are we plugging? Gilly, you have a lot on your plate at this point. We have the Bill Walton story. Is that what it's called, the Bill Walton story?
The Bill, I'm open to whatever the studio wants. I
Walton
take notes.
Walton walking!
Walton walking 2 hours of Gillian as me walking down the street singing doo-wah diddy diddy dum diddy doo.
So obviously that's coming up. Yes. We have the hashtag give it to Gilly.
No, we don't. Remember, we're going to...
Well, we'll rethink it, but
give
I think it.
It
may have already
don't turned. Give it to Gilly.
But we have we also have Fear Street, all of those years, Watch 'em in Order, and with the dear late lamented R.L. Stein wrote these. He
my
is
love.
Of course gone but not forgotten. Yes,
my true love.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Your
me,
true
Henry
love.
Sames.
Yes.
My
yes,
true
that's
love.
Right. What else?
Periodic Talks.
Periodic Talks every Tuesday.
On the Stitcher Network.
That's right. Anything else in the works can we talk about? I mean, that's enough. Honestly, you have so much going. You have more than the average human being.
Thank you,
does.
Scott.
You know what I mean? You're a very successful person. Do you feel that way? You should.
I don't.
I know it's hard, but, you know, we all feel like, God, if only I had what this person had.
Walton.
Yeah, Bill
here.
Walton.
You don't want this, baby.
You seem quite content.
Oh, I'm happy as a clam.
One of the great clams.
One of the great clams in history.
From Clamato to...
Oh, yes. Throw it down one time for helping me out of a rut, Gillian Jacobs. Oh, my God.
Oh, and Love. We should talk about Love.
On
Watch
Netflix,
all three
all
seasons
three
of Love.
Seasons.
Great show.
Stick around. You'll see Rich Summer.
That's right. Previous
oh,
guest.
I remember the billboards.
Yep.
Stick around. You'll see Rich Summer.
Boy, he paid for those, didn't he?
I love them either way.
Previous guest on the show, Mike Mitchell, was also in that show. So
The Darling Deer.
Yes. And previous guest, Claudia.
Claudia
as well.
Doherty.
I've had the entire cast on this show. Mm. Everyone should watch that show. All right. Turning to Henry Sames, what do you want to plug here?
I'd like to plug a podcast my friend Will Hines does called
Wait, he's
Screw
a friend
it.
Of yours? He's a friend of mine.
Why did
yes.
you say that?
I don't know. I should have brought it up. I
yeah.
look just like him. I don't know. I'm so embarrassed.
I can't believe seeing you two hanging out together would be my damned dream, Henry.
Are you just his mirror image?
I kind of, when I look at him, I'm like, we
Is
look
he doing
like,
the exact same thing you're doing?
A lot of times we're linked
I think you're
physically.
From the mirror world.
Oh, I'm from the mirror world?
Yeah, or
Maybe
he is. I don't know.
I'd rather be.
Yeah, interesting. So what's his podcast?
His podcast is called Screw It. We're just going to talk about comics.
Oh, wait, I've been on that show.
You have been a guest
You should get
twice.
Gilly. She knows the bare minimum about Power Pack.
Yes. Oh, that, not stand-up comics.
No.
Yes, it's comic books.
Yeah. Oh,
comic books, yes. Power Pack's one of my co-hosts and my favorites, so we can talk about it.
Oh, well.
Franklin Richards, Tattletale.
Yes.
Yes. That's a great show. You talk about,
my mirror self.
Yeah,
Will
your mirror self.
Yeah.
They talk about comics and specific issues. I was on there a few weeks back talking about a certain episode of issue of Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man written by Tom Taylor.
We've had some great guests. We had Jordan White and Tom Brevoort.
You're Will Hines, aren't you?
So I am. Oh. So what?
What?
So what?
Third act reveal.
Twist.
What
twist.
A twist.
So what? One of my characters got voted off this show last time, and I've been out of ideas ever since. I got nothing. It's stressful
Will,
being on this show.
It's stressful?
Yeah.
Just because we shout all the time?
No, I don't know. I'm not funny anymore. I'm tired.
Will Hines, you're hilarious. What are you talking about?
Bill Walton, you have no idea.
Will Hines, I was in the front row of every Smokes show from 2016 to 2020.
That's so deep reference. Losing everybody.
I would go to CityWalk just to see if the Smokes were there to go eat at Carl Strauss Restaurant and Brewery.
No longer there. R.I.P. just like R.L. Stein.
I am heartbroken about this.
Accurate inside baseball reference
and
to
the
my
saddle,
improv
The
team.
Saddle Ranch is gone, too. Anyway, we'll talk about this afterwards.
Now people just ride me around.
Bill, what do you want to plug?
Well, I guess, Scott, I would rather swim in a vat of acid if I had to choose between the two.
No, we're not doing Would You Rather.
Oh, no. Shucks, okay. I misunderstood.
No, that was from the earlier years of the show. No. We play it every week, obviously, but...
I would like to plug You're the Man Now, Dog, an improv and conversation podcast, and biggrandewebsite.com, a place where you can get... I'm really ploding my peas here.
Yeah, that's all right. We're set up to handle that. Go ahead.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
A place where you can get podcasts from the group Big Grande.
Big Grande. BigGrandeWebsite.com. Great group. People should check that out. The only thing I have to plug is...
We're out of time.
Oh, okay. Let's close up the old plug bag.
Wow.
Okay, I'm 2 for 2 in coming in early on these songs. That was, and being 2 for 2 in basketball, that's great.
That's one of the most best things you can do, soccer.
I mean, you want to take more shots than that, usually, but I mean, if...
But as a free
coming off the bench?
Line, oh. 2 for 2 is great.
Elliot Jacobs with some understanding of the rules of basketball. Throw it down.
Understanding. That was Open That Shit by Bez. Thank you. I wonder if that was Bez from Happy Mondays. Boy, what if he had made that?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Well, you can't know everything, Bill, although you certainly try. And guys,
oh, wait, I have one more thing.
Yeah, go
should
ahead.
We leave with a little message to Anna Beeb? I just feel like we kind of messed it up. Like, Henry, is there anything you want to say if she's listening?
I miss you. Come back. You're the one for me. It's been a great 3 weeks.
He's so pathetic.
Let's keep it going. Let's make it a solid month, baby.
Sell yourself.
No, he's
sell
exaggerating
yourself.
Saying 3 weeks.
Nobody's more accurate. Nobody has a better understanding of scale. Nobody's more devoted
to the
integrity of facts and representation.
He'll get there. He'll get there.
Sweetheart, come back to
five
me.
More
five
minutes.
Five more minutes.
God damn it. Hello.
What? R.L. Stein! Are you the ghost of R.L. Stein?
I am zombie R.L. Stein.
Oh no, this is straight out of one of his books! No!
No!
Stein! We're saying no, you're saying Stein. When I say no, you say Stein. No!
Stein!
No!
Stein!
Oh no.
I still love you, Stein.
Oh, I come to your house, give me address.
I don't know what the words are.
You know road?
Oh, yeah, 100 Mill Plain Road, Danbury, Connecticut. Come on by.
Oh, I'm at 999
Mill Plain Road.
House. Mill
Wait,
Plain.
You walked over from 1666 Fear Street?
Oh, no.
All right. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right, they have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye.